Well, the so-called Medi-Scare got all the headlines before the election, but now it seems the Turnbull government is eyeing off privatising more than just Medicare. The Productivity Commission has been asked to look into the feasibility of privatising community services like homelessness, domestic violence and gambling. Stephanie Richards reports.
As the pre-election debate circled around government plans to privatise Medicare, it now appears Treasurer Scott Morrison was quietly asking the Productivity Commission to look into how the private sector could be involved to compete with community service NGOs. But this didn't go unnoticed by the Australian Services Union, who are now fighting to keep community services out of the private market. ASU South Australia Northern Territory Secretary Joseph Scales explains.
Just before the government went into caretaker mode before the last federal election, they requested that the Productivity Commission do an inquiry into the social and community services sector and its competitiveness and contestability. So basically about how it could be more available to the private sector. Our view is that social and community services need to put at the front the people who are accessing the services and need the services. It's a very difficult sector to ever be able to fully meet demand because there are so many needs in our community. It relies on funding from government, and we know, because we deal with it every day, that the organisations which rely largely on that funding and some philanthropic support and donations already struggle to meet the demand. So our question is, where will the cuts be if you're going to make it more efficient, more competitive and more contestable? How could you make profit from this sector without putting the interests of the people needing those services further down the list?
Joseph Scales says the private sector wouldn't be able to fully understand and replicate the work of public sector providers.
The structure of a funding model which is focused on profit just doesn't work in a space like mental health, for instance. You might not have an outcome that meets a profit model for some years. You need to spend a great deal of time building a relationship often. It can be very difficult to explain to a profit structure the purpose of a meeting which is simply having a cup of tea, which might be what the first 6 months that a social worker or mental health support worker does with a client in a not-for-profit service at the moment. But ultimately, they'll be able to uncover what that person requires to be able to move through their life. We are always open to work with organisations to find ways that they can better use public money so that they can continue to focus on the interests of the community and the demands of the community, but we don't see the reason or the capacity to make profit from that work.
Joseph Scales, Secretary of the Australian Services Union, South Australia and Northern Territory. Someone on the front line of community service work is Mark Henley from Uniting Communities South Australia. He says some members of the community will be worse off.
I certainly am fearful that there are some areas where we can lose out with market-based approaches. And I mean, I'll use an example, if I can, of something like Meals on Wheels. The critical thing here is, what is the service that's specified? And if the service that's specified for Meals on Wheels is provision of meals to people, then, of course, you can have a market-based approach, which is all about the efficient delivery of meals to a large number of people. The reality is that for many people, the meals is the only part of the service. You know, a person may not see anybody else, will have human contact for that one time in the day when the meal is delivered, that there will be volunteers for checking up on people to make sure that they're still okay, that there are safety, that there are relational issues. So the point I'm making here is that how a service is specified is really critical. And so many community organisations really do rely on the quality of interaction. It's about listening. It's about treating people with respect and dignity. And you can put all those things in a privatised tender, but it doesn't mean they happen because, in fact, it's very hard to measure.
Mark Henley, Uniting Communities, South Australia. Although the federal election is all but done and dusted, the ASU's Joseph Scales says the fight will continue to stop the government from privatising the community service sector.
We're really up against it. We'll continue our effort to educate the community, to exercise our right to speak before commissions like the Productivity Commission, and hopefully we can slow down the efforts of this government to privatise the sector.
Joseph Scales, he's Secretary of the Australian Services Union South Australia Northern Territory Branch. Ending that report, by The Wire's Stephanie Richards.